and I hope you enjoyed that song coming from Miranda Curtis. It's titled Open Heaven. If this is the very first time for you to tune into the Moments with the Queen show, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more. I want to ring a bell for you. All right, isn't it amazing? It's really beautiful to know that you are, you know, at the other end of your radio set, whether you're driving, whether you are at home, wherever you may be listening to me. I just want to let you know, I want to officially announce to you that if you allow this, your life is about to take a transformation kind of thing for the good, all right, for better. Yeah, that kind of thing. So earlier today, I was sharing on my WhatsApp status, yeah, that this particular month of July, you know, last month, if this is your first time, you may not understand what I am saying, but if you have been following the Moments with the Queen, you know, program, whether on the podcast or you've been following on the live shows on radio, however, you would know that in the month of June, we addressed purpose discovery, purpose recovery for late bloomers. We talked on the essence of purpose. And, you know, we did a lot of things as regards purpose. And then this month, it was laid in my heart that what we're going to be doing is business, because a lot of businesses need to come up. A lot of people have to have their eyes opened to see how they can allow themselves expand, you know, and also expand your financial capacity. Now, when that was dropped in my heart, trust me, I did not know that I was going to be the very first, the very first recipient of that transformation. What has happened in my life personally as Queen Season this month of information coming. So my mind has been expanded, you know, my thought patterns, the way I think, the way I see things, and especially financially. So if you are listening to this and you know that you really want your financial life to take a turnaround, I would advise that you go to the Moments with the Queen podcast hub and listen to the podcast from the very beginning. Okay, listen to the podcast from the beginning. You can go, you just Google Moments with the Queen podcast. I'll spell that out. Moments with the Queen. Queen is K-W-E-N and podcast is P-O-D-C-A-S-T. See how you can follow us from the very first Friday in July. So from the very first topic on business. Now, I mentioned that we are going to be having content released and given to us by Yore Obuigwe, and this content basically talks on how to sell in 60 seconds. How to sell in 60 seconds. Now, last week I did a lot of research and I shared with you a lot of things that can help your business, our business, you and I. And remember, if you followed us, we explained that life, first of all, is a business. Your personal brand is a business. We did a lot of talk around, you know, understanding what a business is. So if you want to catch up with that, you can catch up on the Moments with the Queen podcast. But basically today, what we are learning is how to sell. I am someone who has been gifted with the gift of persuasion. In other words, I know how to persuade people. It comes to me as a gift, you know. But, you know, what you have as a gift is very different from when you have a refined skill. There's some things that you do, but you've not been able to put a name to it. Like, oh, you don't know, this is what I was doing, or this is the principle. Another thing I know how to do very well is take pictures. So if I have a good phone, I know how to make take some good pictures. Recently, I should have photographed one of my photos and it was like, oh, you applied this principle. And I was like, I applied which principle? Because I didn't know I was applying any principle. I basically, you know, just attempted to take a good picture according to how my eyes could see it. And there I was applying principles. And now those principles is what my eyes have been open to in the process of getting to see and understand how to sell from the sales guru himself, Yore Obuigwe. All right, so Yore Obuigwe has given us a resource that is currently going for close to $30. Yes, of course, currently, if you want to, this particular audio I'm going to be playing, it's going currently for close to $30. But he has given it to us because he is interested in you and I learning how to sell anything, how to sell yourself, how to sell a product, how to sell that thing, that whatever it is that you're selling, because everybody has a business. If you can remember that something, you know, that I know that I kept on hitting hard on, that we all have a business. So I'm just going to allow you flow in and you know, listen to the Moments with the Queen. It's Moments with the Queen. And then of course I'll give volume to Miranda Curtis. I would come back and I would tell you about Iyoro Ogwegwe a bit, and of course we'll go right ahead to listen to what Iyoro Ogwegwe has for us about how to sell in 60 seconds. If I were you, I would grab a book and I would grab a pen and I would get ready to have my business life get a complete turnaround. Open your hearts, would you? Yeah, I'll be right back. Queen Sisan is my name.
It's Moments with the Queen.
They get transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
Have you ever listened to the Moments with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever stage you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moments with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen Community. Remember, transformation is in action.
Hi, my name is Queen Sisan, and I am your host for the Moments with the Queen show. Have you ever heard about self-leadership? Would you like to learn about things you can do that would enable the giant in you emerge, like your personality, developing good communication skills, dealing with low self-esteem, having the ability to talk to anybody, anytime, anywhere? Have you ever felt that you could be better than where you currently are? Then stick with me. I will tell you how I transformed from the insecure, incoherent child I was through faith, purpose, capacity building, and mind transformation to the person I am becoming. Remember, transformation is in action. See you soon.
All right, thank you very much for sticking with me. It is still the Queen of the Airwaves. Queen Sisan is my name. If you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There is always, always, always room for more. All right, right about now, we will be listening to Iyoro Ogwegwe shortly. I would just like to share a few testimonies. One of them, which I saw, is one of Iyoro's clients actually shared a testimony of how he closed an 8.8 million Naira deal after a sales seminar with this particular person. Now, you perhaps have never heard this name before, Iyoro Ogwegwe. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But this is someone who has, okay, Iyoro Ogwegwe is a sales and persuasion expert. Now, he has trained over 14,000 salespeople in Nigeria, Ghana, USA, the United Arab Emirates, and he's the author of 5 revolutionary sales books and 5 sales programs. He's the lead consultant of Ultra Vintage Solutions. And of course, he also undertakes sales training, sales coaching, and blah, 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 and a lot of things like that that has to do with sales. He has a wealth management background from the prestigious multinational Standard Chartered Bank, and where he successfully doubled a portfolio of $3.5 million to $7 million in 11 months. You know how people get to say, okay, this thing is a lot of talk. Now, while it is a lot of talk, we are going to be listening to the person that has the ability to do this. Now, one thing I like to tell people whenever you meet people is, if this person can do it, there has to be something that that person knows that you don't know. So be humble to learn. Now, at Diamond Bank, where Iyoro used to work, he was overseeing a portfolio of over 700 affluent individuals. And he brought in 21 high network individuals to the bank in 1 month. 1 month. 21 high. Do you know what it is to convince 21 people to say, come and join my bank, put your money in my bank? He was able to do that in 1 month, and he won an all expense paid trip to the FIFA World Cup. That's just, you know, the one of the list of some of the things that Iyoro Ogwegwe has done. So I would encourage you to get a book and get a pen and learn how to sell yourself, how to sell your market. Just try. If the English too big, see how somebody can break it down for you so you and I can learn. Open your mind to this. Like I said, this is a resource that costs a lot of dollars, but it's coming to you for free. So make sure that you value it. All right, we're going to quick break, really quick break. And then, of course, right after that, the next voice you will be hearing is Iyore Ogwuigwe. The Queen of the Airwaves is still with you. Queen Sisan is my name. K to the W to the double E to the N to the S to the I to the S to the A to the N. And I am broadcasting from the confluent city called Lokoja at the top of Mount Patti, just in case you tuned in, you know, wherever it is you're listening to us from. All right, we'll go on a quick break and then we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere and do not touch that dial.
They get transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
Hello, my name is Iyore Ogwuigwe, and I'm going to be talking to you today about how to sell in 60 seconds, how you can make sales in 60 seconds. So please stay tuned and get ready. Okay, now, first of all, can we define what selling is? What does it mean to sell? Selling is proving that what I can give to you is greater in value than what I can get from you. Now, notice the key word in this definition. The key word here is proving. When you sell, you're not arguing. When you sell, you're not standing your ground. When you sell, you're proving. You're like a lawyer who is trying to make a case before the judge to prove that your client is either is innocent or rather is not guilty. So when you sell, you're proving that what you're giving to the prospects is greater in value than what they are giving to you. Now, what are you giving to the prospects? You're giving to them what would help them solve their problems. You're giving to them what will meet their needs. So when you sell, you want to be sure that you're able to meet the need of the person that's before you. And meeting that need to them is going to be far more than the money you're going to take from them. So when you sell, have this at the back of your mind. Now, for you to sell in 60 seconds, there are two things you should note about change. Because you see, you can't be the same person and want to gain a new skill. The process of getting a new skill has to do with you changing first. Has to do with you becoming a new kind of person. Like it's commonly said, when you set a goal, you don't achieve your goals because of what you do. You achieve your goals because of who you become. So the focus now is on becoming a certain type of person. The kind of person that can make sales in 60 seconds. So there are two kinds of change you may have to go through, or you will have to go through. The choice is yours. There's what we call a minor change and a major change. Now, a minor change doesn't require a lot of pain. A minor change would just come naturally. A minor change will not require you to start to think differently. It could come based on external circumstances. It could come based on nature. For example, a minor change is the fact that you grew up from a teenager to an adult. Maybe before then you didn't have pubic hairs, or should I say from being a young child to becoming a teenager, preferably for this example. No efforts on your part, you grew pubic because some changes had taken place. So that was a minor change. But there's what we call a major change. A major change is the one that would determine what you would achieve in life. Minor changes don't determine what you will achieve in life. They come naturally. But major changes determine what you will achieve in life. Now, your ability to sell will go a long way to determine what you would enjoy, the successes that will come to you. Because selling is also about persuading. It's about persuasion. It's about making people see from your point of view. And in life, at every stage in life, you're required to sell. You're required to persuade people to see from your point of view. So, now, knowing that there are two kinds of change, a minor change and a major change, you must realize that as you're listening to this program now, you should get ready for a major change. Now, a lot of times, one of the reasons why people are afraid or not happy about change is because change requires efforts and change is painful. Change requires efforts and change is painful. It's like trying to move from being poor to being rich. So someone who is poor is not poor because of his bank accounts. He's poor because of the way he or she thinks. So poverty is a way of thinking. Riches, wealth is a way of thinking. So to move from poverty to wealth would require a huge mental shift, which would be uncomfortable. However, if you can expose yourself to this discomfort for a period of time, the new way of thinking will be sustained and permanent. So, my first point here in selling in 60 seconds, I'm going to give you 10 points. The first point is not the kind of change you're looking for. Because you want to sell in 60 seconds, make up your mind now that you're going to expose yourself and get ready to experience this maximum or this major change. The second thing you have to look at is you need to have the right mindset, a mindset of possibilities. Yeah, how are you going to sell in 60 seconds? How are you going to sell in 1 minute? You need to have the right mindset, a mindset of possibilities. You need to be aware that this product you're trying to sell can be sold as long as you think that the challenges your product has. Now, how do I know your product has challenges? It's because I know that there are no perfect products. Every product would have areas where it can still be improved on. So, knowing this, you must have a certain way of thinking to drive that product. Because you see, an excellent salesperson will sell a mediocre product better, faster, more profitably than a mediocre salesperson will sell an excellent product. So it's not really about the product, it's about the person behind the product. Your product will not move because of its quality. It will move because of your quality. What are your qualities? One of the qualities you must have is your way of thinking. Because your way of thinking defines you. The quality of your life, the quality of life you live, will be based on your mind. Your life can never be greater than the way your mind works. So you must have a mindset of possibilities. You must believe, you must accept it, that these products can move. You must get yourself convinced. And this is why the first sale you must make is the sale to yourself. You must sell your abilities yourself to yourself. You must get yourself convinced that this product is the best product and it will move. You must convince yourself. Any product that has not been sold is because you have not bought into it. Once you buy into it, once you get yourself convinced that this product is good, then what you'll be selling will not be the product anymore. You'll be selling passion. Because people will buy more for passion than they will buy your products. People are more moved. People are moved more by the depth of your conviction than by the height of your logic. So we want to see how convinced you are, how enthusiastic you are about your sales. In selling, 51% of your sales success will be based on your enthusiasm. And enthusiasm will be based on your excitement about the benefits of your products. So you must believe that these products can move. You must realize that someone out there needs your products. As long as you think, or as long as you believe that the money you're looking for is out there, then you will find it. You cannot find something that's not missing. Now, the reason why this money is, the reason why you can find this money you're looking for now, which is in exchange of a product, is because you're aware that that money is not with you, but it is somewhere out there in the economy. So because somewhere out there in the economy, you can find it. You can gravitate towards it. That's the second mindset. That's the second point in selling in 60 seconds. The third point is this. You need to identify your target market. Stop trying to sell to everybody. Many years ago, I'd heard this thing so many times about identifying your target market, choosing a niche for yourself, but I never understood it. until one day I decided to choose a niche for myself, sales. Then I'll put on the television and I will start to see prospects everywhere in the news. I'll get into a client's office, I would look at the newspapers while at the reception. All I will see will be prospects, sales opportunities, sales training opportunities. Because when you decide to identify your target market, there's a part of the brain that's activated. It's called the reticular activating system. Now, let me tell you how the reticular activating system works. If you're trying to buy a new car, a red Toyota Camry, for some reason, you start to see a red Toyota Camry everywhere you go. How come? How come? Is it that the red Toyota Camry was not available all this while? No, it was always there. But the reticular activating system helped you ignore all other cars so you could find what was most important to you. The reticular activating system is the part of the brain that helps you achieve. It's the achievement part of you. Now, this achievement part of you is looking for what's most important to you. Right now, you're listening to me. I dare say that a lot of things are happening around you now, but you're ignoring them. Why? Because of the reticular activating system. If you're in your car, probably you can hear the sound of the AC, or you can hear the sound of the cars around you, or you can hear the sound of someone touching, tapping something in your car. Or if you're at home, you can probably hear maybe the sound of the door, or sound of the fan, or whatever it is, wherever you are. However, you've ignored all those sounds to focus on my voice now. Why? Because of the reticular activating system. In the same way, to get your product to move fast, you want to identify the people who can buy from you in the midst of the crowd. How? The reticular activating system. In less than 60 seconds, to silence and get out for you the prospects you're looking for. That's why you must identify your target market. You must describe who your target market is. So who is your target market? Are they male or female? Or both? Are they married or single? Do they live in a certain location of town? Is it based on a certain occupation? Is it a certain age range? Is it for kids or for adults? Define it. Create what we call a customer avatar. Describe what your ideal clients will look like. Don't be concerned about trying to sell to everyone. And I'll tell you, give you another reason why. You'll be amazed. Nigeria is the most populous black nation on planet Earth. This means that if you stand outside your house and you're trying to sell a basic product, you could get people walking past to buy from you without you even going anywhere. That's to show you the power or the strength of our population. However, in order for you to drive your products effectively, one of the advantages of the rate of focusing on a niche market is you start to experience what we call market gravity. Market gravity occurs when you're not only looking for prospects now, prospects start looking for you. Why? Because you have branded yourself. You have become the go-to person for a particular thing or for a particular product or service. That's because you decide to focus on a particular niche. Another thing is, it is too expensive trying to reach out to the whole world at once. You can't afford it. You may not be able to afford it now. It's too expensive. It's easier if you decide to grow. You start from a certain location or from a certain niche, then you grow out of it. So even if you start with just pregnant women, for example, and you serve them well, from then you can move to other markets because you have been able to serve that niche well, and the market then knows you as an expert in that field. It's easier to be known. It's easier for your product to move when you're known for something, when you're serving a particular set of people. Now, someone may say, well, if I decide to serve a particular set of people, how do I pay my bills? Will I make enough money? I dare say that if you decide to serve a particular set of people, you will make more money because the news will spread faster. I remember traveling by air, a flight called Azman Air. And I was to do some work for one of Nigerian banks in the north. So I booked the flight, and I learned that this airline, Azman Air, was responsible for most of the flights going to the north, basically most of the flights to the north. Now, because they dedicated themselves to flying to the north, you can guess what happened to all the other airlines who were flying everywhere. A lot of people decided to now start using Azman Air to travel to the north. They left all the other airlines, started going with Azman Air. Why? Because they had decided to develop expertise in the northern business. So they were always on time. They had a unique kind of service because they said, oh, we are catering to people flying to the north. So that's an example of how focusing on a particular niche, focusing on a particular target market can help to transform your business. Okay. Now let's go to the next point. We're looking at number four will be differentiate your features from your benefits. Features tell, but benefits sell. Focus on selling the benefits of your product, not the features. Features of your product is what makes your product attractive. That's why you're in that industry. That's why you're still relevant in that business, because of the features of your product. But why people will buy from you will be because of the benefits your product has. What can your product do for the prospect? What problems can your product solve? Be clear on them. I would encourage you not to have 5 solid benefits that your products can add to the prospect's life. And out of these 5, some of them can be other benefits that are similar to that of your competition, but 1 or 2 should be unique to what you can do. And that should be the last thing you should always communicate to the prospect. So focus on identifying your features, then your benefits. Communicate the feature, give the corresponding benefits. Communicate the feature, give the corresponding benefits. This will make your presentation very persuasive. And the moment you decide, while you're communicating the value of your product, once you notice that the prospect is interested in any of the benefits, please don't be in a hurry to leave that discussion. Focus and pitch a tent there. Expatiate that benefit to the prospect. Let them see how getting that benefit helps them or adds value to them in financial terms or in whatever terms that are important to them at that time, so they can make a decision. Next thing, number 5, set the goal. You must have a goal. Selling without a goal is not selling, because the goal is what drives the sale. If I gave you a pen and I told you to throw this pen 100 meters away from you with all your might, if you threw the pen wherever it got to, now does it matter? If I went to where the pen landed, I picked it up, then I erected a building 50 meters from the place the pen landed, despite the fact that you threw it with all your might, if I gave you the pen again and I told you, now you can see the building, hit that building with your pen, most likely you may hit the building with your pen. If not, at least it will be farther than where the pen drops the first time. Remember, the first time there was no goal. Now, this shows you the power of goal setting. The power of setting a goal and running with it. This goal is what gives you a certain drive. This goal gives you speed, and that's why you can sell in 60 seconds. So because you know you have a goal, you want to maximize every conversation. You want to get through the conversation as effectively and as efficiently as possible. Now, when you set this goal, there's what we call personal strategic planning in sales. And this has to do with you breaking your goal into simple steps. If your goal is 100 million naira in 30 days, or maybe 90 million naira in 30 days, what you can do is this: break it down. How much do I need to generate in a day or in a week? If you look at a day, you would realize that because it's 30 days for 90 million, it means that you would have to generate 3 million naira every day. 3 million naira every day. How many products do I need to sell to get 3 million naira in a day? If your product is 1 million naira, that means you need to sell at least 3 products. Now, if you're going to sell 3 products in a day, how many people should you speak to so you can get at least 3 people? Because you see, in selling, you make up in numbers what you lack in skill. This means that if you don't have enough skill to close everybody you meet, you can make up for that deficiency by talking to more people. So if you had, if you wanted to make 3 million naira every day, and you had a product of 1 million naira, and meaning that you had to close 3 sales every day, your goal should not be to close 3 sales. Your goal should be to try and close 15 sales, to speak to as many people as possible. If you can speak to 30 people, 40 people, 50 people, go ahead and do it so that the goal can be met. I remember listening to an interview by the owner of Starbucks, the chairman of Starbucks. He was talking about how many years ago he worked for Xerox. Now Xerox was a technology company, and they had to cold call every day as sales people working for this organization. The story tells us that he said, he said it himself, listen to the interview. He said he had to cold call 50 people every day. He had to knock on 50 doors, cold call to 50 companies, 50 people every single day. If you could cold call 50 people every day, come on. What about you? What about with the opportunities we have on social media? You can do much more. So maximize these opportunities, maximize these engagements, maximize these possibilities of meeting your sales targets or sales goals by taking advantage of numbers, putting in more efforts to get the results in. Now, after the goal has been set, that's the number five, and you've broken it down to the daily activities you need to do to meet that goal, the next step is to qualify your prospects. Qualify your prospects effectively. Now, don't be the person who a prospect calls you and says, "Okay, come to Ibadan and meet me. Let's close this deal." You get to the prospect's office after traveling, only to realize that he couldn't afford your service in the first place. So when you prospect, what are you looking for? You're looking for people who can afford to pay you now. You're looking for key decision makers, and you're looking for people who have a strong desire, a strong need. Because if there is no need, there will be no sale. If the person you're speaking to is not a decision maker, then no money will be made. Also,
it's Moments with the Queen.
Double content, meaty taste, and family happiness with Ajinomoto 20 Naira. Because Ajinomoto 20 Naira is more than double the 10 Naira sachet. Yes, the Ajinomoto 20 Naira sachet, which is more than double the 10 Naira sachet, is all you need to enjoy that ideal deliciousness and more than double family happiness.
Mommy, can I have more?
Ajinomoto 20 Naira, more than double family happiness.
Hidimare MTN, what can we do together? Yadao, a shekara hudi da suka wuce har izuwa yanzu ba ta gaitawa. Al'ummomi 500 da goma ne suka amfana da hidimomi daban-daban. Gami da haka, an farantawa jama'a, an wadatar rayuwar mutane, kuma al'ummomi da dama su samu ci gaba. Tafiyar bata kare ba fa, kana iya shigowa tsarin hidimomin bana. Zabi al'ummar da ka san, ko kika san tana da bukatar rijiyar butsatsai. Bohol mai aiki da hasken rana, solar ko ɗakin koyon aiki da na'ura mai yanar gizo a wata makarantar gwamnati domin zabar al'umma. Ta kalmar MTN zuwa ga 321 da layinka na MTN kyauta ko ki ziyarci www.mtnonline.com/whatcanwedotogether domin gabatar da bayanin da ake nema. Za a rufe damar zabe a ranar 31 ga watan Yulin 2020. Za mu iya wanzarwa tare. A ba da himma.
Turn it up.
It's Moments with the Queen.
So you can get at least 3 people. Because you see, in selling, you make up in numbers what you lack in skill. This means that if you don't have enough skill to close everybody you meet, you can make up for that deficiency by talking to more people. So if you wanted to make 3 million every day and you had a product you're looking for people who can afford to pay you now. You're looking for key decision makers, and you're looking for people who have a strong desire, a strong need. Because if there is no need, there will be no sale. If the person you're speaking to is not the decision maker, then no money will be made. Also, if they don't have the money, then they can't pay you. So, how do you identify these things? How do you identify these prospects? We call this qualifying. You want to qualify to be sure. How do you qualify? You ask questions. You ask questions. Now, there are two types of questions you can ask. You can ask open-ended questions and closed-ended questions. Now, open-ended questions are questions that foster a conversation, are questions that cannot be answered in a single word. For example, an open-ended question would be, oh, Mr. Prospects, based on all the things that are happening in the economy, the challenges, how have you been able to navigate your business through all this and succeed? The prospect will have to explain. He can't answer this with a yes or no. However, closed-ended questions are questions that can simply be answered with a yes or no. How are you? Fine. That's a closed-ended question. What time is it? 2 p.m. When are you coming back? In an hour. So those are closed-ended questions. Now, that you can use open-ended and closed-ended questions to qualify. Let me give you an example of a closed-ended question for qualifying. So, Mr. Prospects, is this the first time you're buying this kind of products? Yes, it is. You've qualified to an extent. At least that means that he's not used to having such a product. That could mean not 100%, but it could also mean that he probably may not have the money to pay for it. However, let me give an example so you can understand what I'm really saying. If you're trying to sell a car to a prospect, you're trying to sell a Mercedes Benz, then you ask, oh, Mr. Prospect, do you have another brand of a Mercedes Benz? If he says yes, he does, most likely he would have the money to pay for this new brand. However, if he says no, he doesn't, then that's already shaky. You try again, you can ask more questions. Maybe you can ask, okay, sir, the last time you bought a car, were you the only one who made a decision as regards the car? If he says, yes, I was the only one who made the decision, that's good. That means that he's a decision maker. He doesn't need to speak to any other person to make a decision over that car. However, if he says, no, I had to speak with my wife first, that means that he can't decide over this car or about buying this car. He probably would have to speak to his wife first. We need to get his wife involved in this buying decision. Another question, closed-ended question, could be, now note that I'm asking these closed-ended questions based on the three categories I listed earlier, which are, does he have the money to buy? Is he a key decision maker? And is there a strong desire for these products? No. So you can ask, okay, sir, are you buying this car as a gift? He says, yes, I'm buying it as a gift. You see, that means that it's a strong desire to get it because he needs to deliver and give a gift. So, you know, you can ask this kind of questions to qualify. However, you can also ask open-ended questions, which would give him the opportunity to explain. So he says, sir, can you tell me about the favorite cars and what's the experiences you've had with them? That's an open-ended question for him to explain about the cars. So now, instead of asking, if I had asked in the first place that, oh, sir, do you have any other brand or model of Mercedes-Benz? He says, no, I don't. I could feel, oh, probably this man can't afford to pay. So what could I do then? So that I'll be sure, I could then ask an open-ended question. So, sir, can you talk to me about some of your favorite cars and why they're your favorite cars? Let's see the common things with the Mercedes-Benz so we can bring out the best things in this car for you to look at. Then it starts to explain. While it's explaining, you can start to listen and get key ideas of if he's the kind of person you're looking for, the kind of prospect who would have the money to pay for your product or service. Number 7, don't fall into the trap of reducing your prices, especially if you're reducing it just because the prospect says it's too high or it's too expensive. Now, people do not buy because of price. People buy because of value. You see, it doesn't matter how valuable your product is. If the prospect believes that he can get it cheaper from you, he would ask for a cheaper price. Don't make them see that they can get it cheaper because you have something of value, because you're giving them something that's greater in value to them than the money you're asking them to give you. So focus on the fact that you're giving them something valuable and stick to your price, especially if you know that if you reduce your price, you're going to run at a loss. Of what use is it to sell if you're not going to make money at the end of the day? So you want to make money, right? Yes, you do. So stick to your prices. If you stick to your price, the next time this prospect is going to buy from you, he will buy at the price you sold to him. However, if you reduce your price, the next time he's going to buy from you, he will buy from you at a reduced price. Well, if he refers prospects to you, he will refer them to you at that reduced price. And your business will keep on being dealt with at that reduced price. So I would encourage you to know the reason for your price. What's the reason for your price? Why are you asking for that amount? What are you bringing to the table? List it out. So when... If for any reason the prospect says he wants to reduce price, you can then say, okay, sir, I may need to remove this service or remove this feature from you because this is the reason for the price. So if the reason for the price, if your price is 100 naira and the reason for your price is 5 things, each of them costing 20 naira, then for what reason will he decide that he should pay 80 naira and you still give him the 5 things? Then remove one and give him 4 at the 80 naira. You would then see that he would want the full 5 at the 100 naira. So, no, saying no is a great asset when selling. The sooner you learn how to say no, the easier it will be to get the price you want. You must ensure that mentally, no sale must be a do or die affair for you. One of the ways you can get the pressure off you of having to sell under pressure is by having a lot of prospects. When you make prospecting a routine and not just a way of getting new clients when you don't have money, then you'll be able to be pressure-free when selling. So have a prospecting routine. Oh, every day I call 5 prospects to tell them about my business. Or every day I send 10 emails prospecting people about my business. Come up with a standard such that even when you're making money, you're still prospecting. Let me tell you what will happen if you do this consistently. Over a period of time, you would have had a robust list of prospects, such that prospects will start calling you to do business with you. Because you see, people will not do business with you because of how good you are. They will do business with you because they remember you. So you must find a way to be remembered. And one of the ways to be remembered is by direct contact, phone calls, face to face. These conversations, these ways, phone calls or face to face, are very effective in being remembered. Alright, number 8, testimonials. Testimonials. You want to sell in 60 seconds? Make reference to testimonials. Who have you done business with? I remember walking to an eatery owned by a very successful lady. She had a lot of branches all around Lagos. And as I was walking in, she was coming opposite me. So as a gentleman, I stood back for her to come out. Then I greeted her. Then I said, oh, hello, madam. My name is Yuri. I train 14,000 salespeople for Jumia. Her response was, when can you come and train my people? Deal closed. Why? Because I made reference to the work I had done. I had testimonials from them. So make reference to your testimonials. Who are your clients? Who are the people you've done business with? Where are their testimonials? What are the things they've said about your business? It is when people talk about you, it's more powerful than when you talk about yourself. When you talk about yourself, you could lie. When other people talk about you, chances of them lying are very slim. That's why people believe that very easily. So if you emphasize on your testimonials, people you do business with, you get instant credibility. Testimonials give you quick, fast, instant credibility you can leverage on to close sales. People only buy from you when they trust you. People only buy from you when you are credible. Number 9, keep accurate data. In order for you to sell quickly, you see, I like what Winston Churchill said. Winston Churchill said, that's the former Prime Minister of England. well, was well, former in sense of who was once Prime Minister of England. Now, Winston Churchill said, the farther back you look, the farther forward you're likely to see. Meaning that the more you look at history, the more you can determine what is coming in front of you in the future. So the future is predictable if you can look back a little bit. So you can predict the buying process of the people that are before you now if you have accurate data of people who have bought from you in the past. The people who bought from you in the past, what did they buy? When did they buy? Where did they buy? All these data can help you make smarter decisions when you sell. So data is a tool to predict the future. So keep as much data as possible. If you realize that most people are buying a certain products, keep the records. That's how you know the number of products that are being sold. So if you realize, wow, most people are buying my A products, maybe your product is called A, another product is called B. Now, if you realize that A moves very fast, then stock more of A. Invest more in A so you can get it out faster and make more money. That's the power of keeping accurate data. And finally, invest in your programs. Invest in programs. Invest in your progress. Invest in programs. It's a good thing you've invested in this program by listening to this. Well, I encourage you to listen to it again and again. Get more. You can get more some more programs from my website, which will help build you and take your sales to the next level. Now, if you invest in programs like this, listen to them and again, they give you a certain way of thinking. They give you a certain kind of consciousness that would make you effective in your sales, such that every time you're with a prospect, you don't have to stammer or go back to what you wrote down so you can talk. No, they will be within you, and out of the abundance of your heart, they will come out of your mouth, and you'll be able to make sales quickly and fast. Now, there's power in watching something or listening to something like this. Why? I remember a few years ago watching a guy who wanted to learn how to play certain sports. He didn't go to the pitch to practice. All he did, he got videos of people who played the sports and played excellently, and he watched them day and night for hours every day. When he did that, the moment he held the ball, was a basketball, the moment he held the ball, he could do most of the skills he had been watching. So as you listen to these programs, you'll find out that with time, by default, you would be able to sell a certain way at a faster, higher, and sharper level. Because something happens when you listen to programs like this. Something from me gets to you and helps you become the kind of person you should be, that will give the kind of results you should get. Remember how we started at the beginning? Two kinds of change: minor changes and major changes. A key to major change is becoming, and how you become is by listening to programs like this. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Yuro Gwigwe. It's the Sales and Persuasion Experts. All the best.
Have you ever listened to the Moment of the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community? Part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever stage you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moment with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moment with the Queen community. Remember, transformation is in action.
It's Moments with the Queen.
Of course, I told you that what you're about to listen to has the capacity to transform your life if you allow it. I have not been the same. You know, it's like a build-up. It started from the very first week in July, when we talked about understanding life as a business. Earlier today, I was walking with a friend of mine, and we wanted to get something for an apartment, and you know, we went ahead to price that particular thing. Normally, whenever we see it, we are, you know, you just assume that this thing is really expensive, so there's no need to try it. Why should I even, what's even making you? But today I was like, hey, this thing is nice and I think I want to have it in my place. Let's move forward. How much? And then they call a particular price. And she looks at me and she's like,
Are you kidding? Like, this is the price of this thing. Like, it's that affordable. Like, it's not like we're going to... It's not something that is going to cost you to break a bank and stuff like that. But the idea is, until we saw the possibility that, hey, I can actually get this thing. That's when she looked at me and said, Sisan, if you're not intentional about this life, things will slip you. You know how Iyore talked about the fact that you are focused on his voice, but doesn't mean that there are no other things happening around you. That's exactly how this life is. What have you chosen to be intentional about? My name is Queen Sisan, and I am here because of you, because I'm interested in you becoming a better person. Remember how I used to say that I wasn't always like this? God has worked on me, and because I can still see what he's doing, I believe it can happen for any organization, any business, any person who chooses to have that open heart, you know, to allow this particular transformation, you know, go in. So while this was happening, because of time, many questions were not permitted. From next week, by the grace of God, we will go back to the Sell Your Market show, and I hope that we will be able to maximize that segment better. What do you need to change about yourself? Give it your all. You can reach Iyore Oguigwe at his personal website, that is www.iyoreoguigwe.com. You can also buy his resources at shop.iyoreoguigwe.com, and also you can reach his company. It's called Ultra Vantage Solutions. His head office is in Lagos. And of course, if you want to be part of the Moments with the Queen community, you don't want this thing to stop. You want to be a part of it back to back. Just go on Facebook, Moments with the Queen. Queen is spelled K-W-E-N. Moments with the Queen community. Jump in there. And also on Instagram, M-W-T-K community on Instagram. When you get there, you would see a link. That link will lead you to a Telegram community. Telegram is a smaller group, even though it can take in about 200,000 people. But if you get in there, you would have more access to some of these resources personally. I am interested in seeing you transform, and I believe in you. Queen Sisan is my name. Same time next week, the Moments with the Queen show would come your way again. Don't go nowhere. Don't touch that dial. This is how I get to say my goodbyes.